Good morning, Eagles Way Church. All right. The plan for today was for myself and Tim to do the welcome. And this is the second time we planned for us to do it. And both times, Tim just bailed on me, man. He said, I don't do welcome, so I'm not going to do it. Truth is, Tim is being frocked this morning with the Navy. He was advanced in rank. He's doing a wonderful, wonderful job. So, he's not here, but when you see Tim, make sure you congratulate him on this advancement. We're really, really proud of him, even though he keeps standing me up for these welcomes. But definitely proud of Tim. Usually I sit down a couple days in advance and I have to do the welcome. And I try to think about, you know, what's going on in my life? What's happening that I can talk to you guys about, or just a saying or something that's happened that I can sort of get up here and just relay to you guys. And I sat down a couple days ago, and the only thing I could think about was a baby. Baby. Everything. Baby. I don't know why. You'd think maybe I was having a baby in 5 days or something. But baby, all the time. And, you know, the closer you get to the baby coming, weird things start to happen. My friend brought her baby over to our house, and I'm usually really good with babies. So I'm playing with her, and, you know, I'm trying to do the jumpy knee trick and all that stuff to get them to laugh, and nothing's working. I mean, she's just staring at me the entire time. And she only broke her stare to look at Sheena's belly. And then she looked back at me, staring. And then she spit the pacifier out. She looked me right in the face and said, "You got a storm coming." Put the pacifier back in. That was it. I'm freaking out because the baby sounded just like Morgan Freeman. Freaking out. It's like, this baby just threatened me. She's talking. And nobody believed me because it wasn't true. But they could have at least given me the benefit of the doubt. Nobody believed me. So I probably need to see Ralph and Lynn and Joey back. I need some help, guys. I'm excited to be growing and expanding my family. You know, when I came here, I realized how big of a family Church Eagles Way is. And, it's a cliche, you know, to say we're a family, but this really is a family. And I'm more than excited to be growing my family right here in this church. And I can't think of a better place to be. If you're a visitor today, you know, not only welcome to Eagles Way Church, but welcome to Eagles Way family. And I invite you to stand and worship with us. Thanks.
your presence overtake my heart. I want to know you. Let your spirit overwhelm me. Let your presence overtake my heart. I want to know you. Let your spirit overwhelm me. Let your presence overtake my heart. I want to know you. I want to know you. Let your spirit overwhelm me. Let your presence overtake my heart. Overtake my heart. Overtake the sky. Your presence overtake my heart. We love your presence, God. I want to know you. Let your spirit overwhelm me. Let your presence overtake my heart. Yes, we sing. I want to know you. Let your spirit overwhelm me. Let your presence overtake. Let your presence overtake us, God. Let your presence overtake us, Lord. We worship you, God.
All my life is in yours. love that song. We're going to sing No Longer Slaves again, and it's No Longer a Slave to Fear. And you know, that keeps coming up in my life over and over again. And I did a wedding last night. I officiated a wedding, and, you know, fear was creeping in during the week at times. And I knew God had my back. I knew just to be calm, it's all good, right? And then I had some other thoughts at work this week. I'm sure all of you know who the Blue Angels are, right? My family and I just went down last month to see them fly. And it was awesome. Man, it was one of the coolest things that I have ever seen. I've told everybody about it. I started thinking when my son was sitting with me when they were about to take off. And he was scared. He was fearful. I said, son, there's nothing to be afraid of. But, you know, inside of me, it's pretty fearful doing that stuff. And one of the guys actually crashed this week, and it kind of hit me pretty tough at work. The kids, we interacted with this guy and got his autograph and just seemed like an awesome dude. But I'll tell you what, that guy was fearless. He was fearless. And it made me say to me, I want to be like that guy. I want to be fearless. I can still be cautious, but I want to be fearless like him. And I thought about this wedding that I was letting fear creep in. And I'm like, God just gave me this sense of peace yesterday when I got there that, Brandon, you got this. You're born to do this. There's no reason to fear that.
That's right.
And that's my message to you this morning. You know, out of some tragedies, and God bless his soul, I got something out of it. I want to be like that guy. I want to be fearless in whatever it is. So let's sing this song this morning with a heart of no fear. And God, we thank you for that.
Jesus.
We thank you for that. I am surrounded no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. My life is yours, and my hope is in you only. In my heart you hold, 'cause you made this sinner holy and holy. Your glory is so beautiful. I fall onto my knees and all. And the heartbeat of my life is to worship in your light. Your glory is so beautiful.
Glory. good, God. We praise you, God. We thank you, Father, Lord, that no matter what our circumstances look like, no matter what our day looks like, what our tomorrow looks like, what our yesterday looked like, God, that in every single moment we can say that you are good. In every single moment we can say that you are for us. In every single moment we can say that you are within us. In every single moment we can say, Lord God, that you, Father, always go before us. You always go before us, Father. We thank you, Lord Father, that your sovereign hand leads us, guides us, directs us. And I thank you, God, for the ability to hear that still, small voice within us. The ability to hear, God, your voice within us, Lord. We worship you, we thank you, and we give you honor. Amen.
Good job. Wow. The podium's disappeared.
Ah, it's over there.
Oh.
It's a trick.
Y'all enjoy the chicken yesterday? Yeah, if I never see another piece for a week, it'd be fine with me. And I know what it means now when people around it all the time. It's like, I don't want to eat it. It's like sometimes I have a big fish fry and I do the frying and I don't eat much of the fish. It just kind of gets old looking at it. But I want to share some things with you from my heart today that it comes from an article. And I'm going to read some excerpts from this article to you. Ralph happened to quote this article the other day in one of his blogs, and the title of it is from a guy named Dr. Steve McVeigh, and the title of it is "Do We All Worship the Same God? Do We All Worship the Same God?" And I want to just read some excerpts from it in a moment, but our emphasis for this month that we're going to with our graphic is praying. Praying. One of our five words. I tell you, if you take these five words and you really apply them to your life, you will know what it is to in Him live and move and have our being. That if we give, if we renew our minds, if we attend to the things we ought to attend to, if we really serve people and we pray. And I like our graphic. It's one of our own, Mary Fountain, who is a yoga instructor. And if you've never done yoga, you think that's for sissies. It's not for sissies. It's for real people, real mean, real strong people. It's something else. I was doing it for a while till my knee started acting up, and I had to take some time off from it. But one of the things that's in it is really meditation, and she does an awesome job about how to really meditate and prayer, because a lot of people think prayer is asking God for things. The only way they know to pray is ask God for stuff. I watched a movie this week. This is about my fourth time I've seen the movie, and it's quite an interesting movie, but Morgan Freeman makes a statement in it. He says, humans are more about having than being. They're more about having than being. And that really what we should be about is our being. Who are we being? What are we presenting to others? What are people seeing when they get around us? What do they feel when they're around us? And in this article, it really hits on a lot of things about where God has brought us from over the last several years and how He's given us a paradigm shift of not so much about doing, but about being. Because if we will be who God's called us to be, then our doing will be so much more effective. That what we do will have so much more impact. That who we love will have so much more impact. That who we serve will have so much more impact. That because it's not something we're doing out of service or something we think we're obligated to do. It's just who we are. Right. It's not doing it to be accepted. It's not doing it to be loved by God. It's doing it because that's who you are. It comes out of your being. And And that's the God that we serve. That's the God that we want to be in Him. We live and we move and we have our being. You know, I want you to meditate and think for a moment that song, I am a child of God. Just think about that for a moment. I am a child of God. What does that mean? Isn't that what Paul said in Acts and this whole being thing came from? That we are His offspring. We are His offspring. Now we know what that is in a natural family. But now translate that, transfer that over into your spiritual family. If you know what it means to be the offspring of your father and your mother here, what does it mean to be the offspring of God? If you took on some characteristics of your earthly family, don't you think you take on some characteristics of your spiritual family? And that really what's more important is not the earthly family, but the spiritual family, because really the spiritual family is more important than the natural family. And Jesus said that. They came to Jesus and they said, your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside. And Jesus said, who is my mother, who is my brothers, and who are my sisters? He says, they that do the will of God. Or they who are consciously aware of who they really are. And Jesus loved His family, but Jesus knew there was something far more than that. In this article, it says, do we all worship the same God? He says, their God supposedly created them just so He could have humans to validate His value and do His bidding in the world. My God created me to know Him and to reveal in the reality that He knows, and to revel in the reality that He knows me. That's it. Yes, sir. Revel in the reality that my God doesn't need anybody to do anything for Him. But on the other hand, He is gracious enough to allow us to participate in what He's doing in the world. We get to do this. We get to serve. We get to give. We get to love people. We get to pray. We get to do these things. We don't have to do these things. We get to do these things. It's a total different mindset when you realize, I don't have to do this. I get to do this. I didn't have to come to church. I get to come to church. I don't have to love you. I get to love you. I don't have to serve you. I get to serve you. I don't have to do anything. I get to do everything. Because everything's, God is a reality in my life on an ongoing basis. I love my grandkids, and I love Jet. He's really getting this thing in a really early age. He saw this picture, and it's a picture of the earth, and the earth is on fire, it's burning up. And he said, that would be terrible if that happened to earth. But then he said, but Jesus would just create another one. That would be terrible if it happened to earth, but Jesus would just create another one. Then he asked Dusty, show me heaven on earth. Yeah. There it is. This is a 6-year-old. Yeah. He's not in the first grade yet. He doesn't get there till 2 months. He just learned his alphabet. He just learned his alphabet. He's not in the first grade yet. Show me heaven on earth. I've never had an adult ask me that. No, sir. I've never had a 50-year-old walk up to me and say, show me heaven on earth. Wow. Show me heaven on earth. I told him, Dusty said, it's within you. Every time you enjoy life, you have fun, that's heaven on earth. He said, I've got a lot of heaven. I got a lot of heaven. Because I know that He came to give me life and give me life more abundantly. He came so I could revel in my relationship with Him. He came so I could enjoy this awesome thing called the family of God. to experience all of this good stuff. Their God imposed a holy book upon them with strict orders to adhere to its teaching or else. My God lovingly gifted us with inspired scriptures to show the beauty of his love by pointing us to the love revealed through his son. It's not a rule book. Some people look at the Bible as a rule book. Not what I can't do. No, it's an instructional book of what you can do. It's filled with what you can do, what you ought to do and to experience the real realities of heaven. It's not a rule book. It's an instruction book of life. It's how to be happy. How to enjoy what he came for us to enjoy. Their God judges them based on how they act and talk and feel and think. My God loves and accepts me no matter how wrong I get it sometimes. Aren't you glad that's the God that you've learned to love? Who accepts you at all times no matter what? That he continues to love you and accept you? Their God is for their religion and theirs alone. My God isn't into religion at all, but is eternally committed to people of every nation, culture. Because he's into relationships. Amen? I love this one. Their God is into payback toward those who act in ways he has not ordered. My God is concerned with putback by making things right for those who misbehave and changes their hearts. Putback. Not payback, putback. He don't want to pay you back. He wants to put you back. Put you back into the right relationship. Put you back into the right things. Not pay you back, put you back. I'm so glad he's not into pay back, but put back. That's why Jesus said, if they slap you on the cheek, turn your other one. You think that he is the exact expressed image of God? What Hebrews said? Not pay back, put back. And last, thank God. And when I read this months ago, it became almost a prayer of thanksgiving from my heart to God. Because when I read this, I saw what God had done in my life over the last several years in particular. And I've just adopted this as a thank God prayer. Thank God for the day I walked away from that God.
Yes, sir.
I renounced him and have never looked back. I walked out of the darkness of dead duty into the light of life and the light of encountered the true and the living God. No, we don't all worship the same God. Some gods are not to be followed but forsaken. It sometimes feels blasphemous to reject the God of our distorted imaginations. Idols seem very real when we have lived with them for a long time. Wow. Idols seem very real when we have lived with them for a long time. But the doorway to freedom is entered as grace empowers us to say no to the false gods to whom we have sworn allegiance and say yes to the God perfectly revealed in Jesus Christ. If God doesn't look just like Jesus, we've been duped. For he and he alone is the exact representation of his nature. Wow. I think I made the statement the other week and I read it months ago also. It says, God wants to make us an atheist to the God of our own imaginations. He wants to make you an atheist to the God of our own imaginations, to the God that we've created from our own imaginations, vain imaginations, if you will, to the God who is the real God of the universe, the God who is over all, in all, through all, the God who says, in him we live and we move and we have our being, that we're all of his offspring, we all belong to him, we all came from him, we'll all return to him. And if we would just step into this conscious awareness of who God really is and know that he is this God who loves, who cares, who's concerned with every aspect and every facet of our life, that he is not out there somewhere, he's in here right now. Living and moving in him, we're having our being. We're being who he's called us to be. And that every time you laugh, every time you enjoy, every time you're grateful, every time you're thankful, every time you're forgiving, every time you're hopeful, every time you speak the things that are good, every time that you think of the things that are good, heaven is being experienced in earth, because that's what heaven is. It's a reality of the presence and the power of God in your life on a daily basis, that he says, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, but I'll go with you even to the end. Whither shall I go from thy presence? If I ascend into heaven, he's there. If I descend into the lowest parts of the earth, he's there. If I try to hide myself in darkness, the darkness will become light. If I try to move from him, he moves with me. You can't get away from him because you can't get away from yourself. And the moment you can get away from yourself, you can get away from him, because he's in you. He chose not to live in man-made temples and man-made buildings and man-made shrines. He chose to live in men. The greatest temple that ever was, Solomon's temple. Nothing was quite like it. But Jesus said, this temple is going to come down, but the temple that he's going to erect is going to be the temple in men's hearts. The temple that he comes to reside. See, it's not so overwhelming that we chose God. What's overwhelming is that God chose us. He chose us. He chose us. And what I want us to leave here today, and I'm done. I want us to leave here today with this one thought. This one thought. I don't want you to think on it all day. I want you to think of it every day this week. I want you to let it just resonate in your being over and over and over and over and over again. I am a child of God. Because you know what? I believe there's a lot of Christians in the world, so to speak, who don't know they're a child of God. They don't know that. It hasn't become a reality in their being of who they really are. And they're masquerading around as someone they're not. And they've put on a costume, if you will. You see, you know what a hypocrite, Kitty's coming, the whole band, y'all just come on. You know, I heard this word hypocrite. Hypocrite, let me tell you what a hypocrite is. I used to hear all the time, I'm sure you have, they're just a hypocrite. Let me tell you what hypocrisy is. A hypocrite is a person who doesn't realize that God of the universe lives and resides within them, and they don't consciously make themselves aware of that. Then what happens, you're masquerading around. That's what the word hypocrite means. You're masquerading around as someone whom you're really not. It's not a Christian doing something bad. You hear me? A hypocrite's not a Christian doing something bad. It's a Christian who is masquerading around, not realizing they're a child of God, not realizing who they really are. That's a hypocrite. That's someone who doesn't realize and not consciously aware of who they really are. And they've lost their identity. And there's not anything worse in the world for people to lose their identity, lose who they are. And it can happen so often, it can happen so quickly that we lose the fact of who we really are. And I want us to stand together, and as we're preparing our hearts to receive communion, I just want them to sing this song, I'm a Child of God, and the elders will be coming and just standing, and you, as we're singing this, and you come and get your elements, come knowing that as you do this today, this morning, we are able to do this because we really are a child of the Most High God. Thank you.
unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies. Till all my fears go, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Love has called my name. I've been born again to your family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear.
Threw him a curveball this morning. Got to church this morning. Mike came up to me and he had a phone call this morning at 8 o'clock that a good friend of ours that we graduated with died over the weekend and was found dead in a tent he was camping in the mountains. And he's one of the funniest guys I've ever known. And I was thinking this morning, Mike, how years ago if we'd heard that news, how devastating it would be. But see, the thing I know about Ray is he loved God. God loved him. And I know where he is right now. That's the peace that passes all understanding. That's the peace that is so dear and so sweet and so awesome. And Jesus said, every time you break this bread, you're put in remembrance that you're no longer a slave. But you're a child of God. And every time you drink this blood, you know that His blood flows through you. Father, thank you for sending your Son that as the first Eve came out of Adam's side, the second Eve came out of his side. And the royal blood, lineage of Christ Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords, flows in every one of us. And we're no longer slaves, but we're sons and daughters of the Most High God. Let the reality of that statement, the reality of those words, pierce into the recesses of our soul. It becomes such a reality that every one of us, that we're able to stand and sing that with all of our hearts, all of our minds and all of our strength, that we know who we are. And we thank you for that in Christ's name. And everybody said, amen.
Amen. You may be seated. As our ushers are preparing to receive our morning's tithes and offerings and alms, you can go ahead and begin passing those out. Thank you for every person that was involved in some form or fashion with our chicken queue and yard sale. It was a tremendous success. On Tuesday of last week, I looked at what had been turned in and I was a little concerned. I said, well, it is what it is. It'll be what it'll be. But more things did come in. And not only that, people bought all that junk. It was amazing. I couldn't believe it, which was cool. Hopefully we'll have some figures for you on next Sunday of what was done. Those that sold chicken queue tickets, thank you so much for doing that and making that happen. We had over 15 young people there working yesterday, helping to raise money for them to be able to go to camp in July. And so It was a great day, a great success. The best part was Salvation Army showed up at 1 o'clock, and at 1:10, the room was clean and spotless. Man, that was awesome. Very cool. Very cool. Let's pray and let's bless this offering. Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we can come to your house and receive from you. That, Father, Lord, that we can give our first fruits, our tithes, our offerings, our alms, Father, Lord, our gifts to you. I thank you for that. Lord, bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. We do have a treat for you if you are interested, especially if you did not get a barbecue plate yesterday or a chicken cube plate yesterday. There are about 55 plates that are made up and ready to go, and they are not a set price. It is just, if you're a visitor, it is free. You're supposed to go and get one. It is free to you. If you are a member, we ask that you consider a donation. All of this is going to help the kids go to summer camp. All you have to do is drive up to the youth building, okay, where the basketball goal is. If they will have a table set up there. You tell them how many you need. You don't even have to get out of the car. They will service you there. They will have a little bucket there make sure, and you can take it on your way. So if you, I'm not sure exactly what the ratio of white meat versus dark meat, but they have both as of right now. Also, the ladies' ministry had baked goods yesterday, and so there was some of those baked goods left over. And so if you want dessert for your lunch, they are at the coffee and donut area right back there, and you can give a donation to that if you'd like to do that. So I love you. God bless you. Have a great day. Go and be at peace.